In Genesis 2:18, God says, "It's not good for a man to be alone. I am going to make him a helper that is suitable for him." So God makes Adam and then he makes Eve. And if you got a King James Version or something similar, you'll notice that Eve is called the helpmeet. What exactly is a helpmeet? This is something that someone asked me once because they never heard that word used. And you know what? I didn't have an answer back then. So what is Eve's job anyway? Adam's supposed to take care of the garden and Eve is supposed to help. Or is there more to this? Is it too simplistic to just assume that she's like a coworker? Well, yes and no, because that is what she is, a coworker. Now, depending on how ingrained your sexism is and the cultural point of view you bring into the scripture, you might think that Eve is kind of like a secretary. She's responsible for fetching coffee and ironing Adam's shirts. And that is once he realizes that he's actually naked and then he needs the shirts. But there are a lot of people, some theologians with questionable hermeneutics, who believe that God designed women to be subordinate assistants who bow down to men and just do whatever they say. However, when you investigate the word helper in this context, it's actually a really powerful word because it's a word that's prescribed to God himself. The Hebrew word here is azer, which means help in both modern and biblical Hebrew. In the Old Testament, it's used to describe God rescuing people out of life-threatening situations. More than a dozen times, God is called the helper. In Psalm 121, God is called Azer. The same is used to describe Eve. I lift up my eyes to the hills. The psalm also happens to be the soldier psalm. Some theologians speculate it was penned by David when he was engaged in constant battles and always at war. David trusted God would take care of him and protect him. It's also called the traveler's psalm because traveling entails risk, and especially in ancient and biblical times when you could lose your life on a really long journey. So Azer is in those places. God is going to help the traveler. He's going to help the soldier. In the places in scripture where Azer is not referred to God but to people, the examples are usually people coming to the aid of neighbors or relatives and nations helping other nations through political alliances and coalitions of the willing. The term is used for warfare terms in terms of help and military reinforcement. So Eve isn't helpless as a helper. She's this fierce, she's basically a warrior. The biblical texts are talking about a life-saving, you are being rescued, powerful kind of help in Genesis 2 when God says, "I'm going to make Adam a helper." And so there isn't much in the biblical text to support this idea to describe Eve as subservient and "I'm just going to get you a drink and rub your feet" type of help. That's not what this is. In Exodus 18:4, Moses named his son Eliezer, which in Hebrew means, "My God is my helper." God saved Moses from Pharaoh in this case. And God rescued Moses and protected him, or Azer, he helped him. And so we have the same word here to describe Eve's role. Now, the word used to describe Eve's help isn't just Azer, but also Kenegdo, which could be where help meet comes from. But Kenegdo doesn't mean meet. It means literally opposite or opposed to him. So this really alludes to someone who is equal in stature. The reason why the Torah added the word Kenegdo is that whenever one confronts someone of an equal power or moral or equal ethical weight, such a term, a confrontation is termed kenegdo or negdo. And as the great commentary Rashi said about this word in regards to Eve, if he's worthy, she'll be a help to him. But if he's unworthy, she shall be opposed to him. And so Eve, yes, in Genesis 2, is a helper. But depending on your culture, she may not be the type of helper you think she's supposed to be. Instead, she's a really powerful helper. Adam and Eve are a beautiful team. God did not make one inferior or superior to the other, but they're there for each other, and they're there to help each other. Thank you for listening. If you are being blessed by these podcasts, please subscribe. Have a great weekend.